And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 8th of May, 2013. It's the birthday of Edmund Wilson, the American man of letters, born Red Bank, New Jersey, 1895, did not like to be called a critic, thought of himself as a journalist, reviewed books for The New Yorker, The New York Review of Books, and elsewhere, never taught at a university. He hated academics and their obsessive close readings of books. Edmund Wilson, who wrote important essays on Dickens, Kipling, Pushkin, Flaubert, and many other authors, changed public perceptions of their work. And a man of strong opinions, he did not pretend to be interested in things he was not interested in. He wrote in The New Yorker in 1965, "I have been bored by Hispanophiles, and I have also been bored by everything, with the exception of Spanish painting, that I have ever known about Spain. I have made a point of learning no Spanish, and I have never got through Don Quixote." It's the birthday of the poet Gary Snyder, born San Francisco, 1930, grew up in the woods of Washington and Oregon. He's associated with the Beat Generation. He certainly knew them. He liked them. Jack Kerouac, who based one of his characters in Dharma Bums on Gary Snyder. Most of the Beats were city people, and they admired Gary Snyder because he grew up in the woods and he was interested in nature. He knew about it. He'd worked as a logger and a seaman and a fire lookout. He was a student of anthropology, Asian culture, a Zen Buddhist. In 1956, he began his epic myth poem, Mountains and Rivers Without End, attempting the literary equivalent of a Chinese or Japanese scroll painting. He thought it would take him a couple of years. It took him 40 years. It's the birthday of the novelist Thomas Pynchon, born in Glen Cove, New York, 1937. Studied engineering physics at Cornell for 2 years, was in the Navy, went back to Cornell, studied English. Went to work as a technical writer for Boeing in Seattle, and it was there that he began his first novel, V. Most celebrated work was Gravity's Rainbow. And it's the birthday of Andrew Svensson, born Belleville, New Jersey, 1910, who went to work for the Stratemeyer Syndicate, which wrote the Hardy Boys series and Nancy Drew. Andrew Svensson, under a number of pen names, wrote Bobbsey Twins, Hardy Boys, Tom Swift, other books in many children's adventure series. Here's a poem for today by Nick Norwood entitled Jarring Honey. Decanting from bucket to pot, jug to jar, air bubbles suspend themselves in galaxies, sucrose solar systems, each glinting orb a perfect pearl reflecting light. The little giants are first to rise, stately as moons toward the surface. They catch and form a necklace at the throat or continue upward, quickening in that last few millimeters to bob in silence on the top, collect in planetary clusters, molecular models, supernovas erupting in their own sweet time. Later, a day or more, even the tiniest have risen. Some will remain like distant nebulas, faint, milty pockets of deep space, abuzz with stars, humming with some new kind of being. A poem by Nick Norwood, Jarring Honey, from his collection Gravel and Hawk, published by Ohio University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.